You had to be able to see them, Officer Dodge. You had to be able to see Jimmy, who has no history with firearms, suddenly threaten his wife and child with a gun. The big questions, of course, are what got him going and what or who put that gun in his hand. Now that's the kind of stuff Catherine can't afford for us to see. That's the kind of stuff she doesn't want caught on their home security system. So it comes to her. She advances the control panel's clock 2 hours and boom, her work is done. The camera thinks it's midnight and automatically shuts off. She's clever, I'll give her that. Almost too clever for her own good.
Copley switched gears.
Did you mean to help her, Officer Dodge? Were you just flirting a little at a cocktail party, bragging about your life with the stop team, trying to make yourself sound good? Or did it go deeper than that? A few little rendezvous later, maybe this whole thing was actually your idea.
For the last time, I don't remember ever talking to her.
Bobby shook his head, frustrated, fed up. He couldn't even bring any kind of concert event into focus in his mind. Frankly, the functions bored him. He attended on autopilot, pasting on a smile, shaking hands, and counting down the minutes until the evening was done and he could go home, take off the penguin suit, and get Susan into bed. But then, all of a sudden, he did remember something. What's the most common kind of call for a team like yours? Bank robberies? Hostage situations? Escaped felons?
Nah, around here it's mostly domestics. Drunk guy gets all pissed off and starts threatening his own family.
And that's a SWAT call?
If the guy is armed, you bet it is. It's called a domestic barricade, where the family members are considered hostages. We take those calls very seriously, especially if there are reports of shots fired.
It had been a Mardi Gras party, with all the symphony patrons floating around in elaborately feathered masks. Jimmy and Catherine Gagnon had stopped by to congratulate Susan on her performance. Catherine had had her black hair piled on top of her head and was wearing a form-fitting gold dress and exotic peacock mask. At first glance, Bobby had been aware of a certain visceral-level response to the stunning costume. Then he'd been too busy watching Jimmy devour Susan with his eyes to pay Catherine much attention. He'd ended up breaking off the conversation abruptly, leading Susan away with some flimsy excuse or another. Later, they'd shaken their heads at Jimmy's obvious display, feeling that vague sense of moral superiority one couple gets when they meet another couple who is obviously more glamorous, more successful, and more fucked up. Bobby hung his head. Ah, shit, he did not want to remember this now.